Whatever methods we employ in excavation, we can't get around the fact that archaeological excavation is destructive. Once we excavate, it's gone. You can't put it back the way it was. As the archaeologist Kent Flannery once joked, archaeology is the only branch of anthropology where we kill our informants in the process of studying them. We do a few things to mitigate this destruction and preserve the data so it lasts well after the excavation is over. First, we excavate as little as possible, unless the site will be destroyed. If the site is not going to be destroyed, you may want to be conservative about how much you dig. Excavate only as much as you need to answer your research questions, and leave the rest for people who might have different research questions in the future. We know, too, that archaeological methods and technologies are always improving, so it is good to leave portions of the site for future archaeologists who may be better equipped than we are now to address certain questions. By the same logic, we choose our methods carefully. Remote sensing technologies like ground-penetrating radar have made it possible to get a lot of information without digging. We try to use these and other non-invasive or non-destructive methods as much as possible. Finally, but perhaps most important, we are obligated to document the context of the materials we recover in as much detail as possible, so that other archaeologists can use our data. Context is an important concept and bears a little elaboration.